8000.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, March 23rd. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is northeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.05. The dew point is 23 degrees. And the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Wichita's largest hospital chain is now offering mobile mammograms.
Ascension Via Christi has purchased a customized mobile mammography truck. It can provide 3D breast imaging services. The truck will be more than 40 feet long with a registration desk, two private dressing rooms, and exam space. The goal is to have the truck fully ready to travel the eastern half of the state by this summer. I'm Jared Cirillo.
A new program through Washburn University is raising the hopes of Topeka High School students pursuing a college degree. Washburn Upward Bound officially launches its programming from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, March 25th in the Maybe Library on the Washburn campus. The program is designed to help first-generation, low-income students earn college degrees. Number 3 seed Kansas State will play number 7 seed Michigan State today, 5:30 p.m. at New York City's Madison Square Garden. The Sweet 16 game will be televised on TBS. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation and its first-time homebuyers program is a program that helps Kansans who make 80% or less of their county's median income to make a down payment on a home. Christine Reimler with the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation said it offers 15 to 20% of the purchase price for down payment and closing costs, and this helps families that are hardworking and have good credit to get a first mortgage if they don't have their down payment. The program recently expanded its eligibility rules. Now, people in the program can have a max debt-to-income ratio of 45%, up from 41%, and they must pay a minimum of 15% of their principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, which is down from 20%. And they need to be able to pay 1% of the home's sale price in a down payment to the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, which is down from 2%. Reimler said they want to be a catalyst to help people get into their first home and to build that generational wealth and family memories that have a place to call home. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation helped 37 families buy homes in 2021 through the program, and Brown encourages anyone considering their first home to see if they qualify, because why not use it? That's why it's there for. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation's program covers the entire state outside of Wichita, Topeka, Lawrence, Kansas City, and Johnson counties, since they have their own version of it. For more information on the program, you can visit kshousingcorp.org/homeowners/first-time-homebuyer. Governor Kelly announced that Kansas is receiving a $1 million one-year federal planning grant to support the transition of community mental health centers to become certified community behavioral health clinics, capable of treating mental health and substance abuse crisis through integrated physical and behavioral care. And the funding comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. In 2021, Governor Kelly signed Senate Substitute for House Bill 2208, which laid the groundwork to modernize the state's mental health system to meet community-specific needs. And with that bill, Kansas became the first state to pass legislation identifying the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics model as a solution to the mental health and substance use crisis. Since then, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services has been transitioning the state's 26 community mental health centers to Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics. Certified community behavioral health clinics are required to serve anyone who requests care, including developmentally appropriate care for children, for mental health and substance use, regardless of the ability to pay, the place of residence, or age. Kansas has been developing its Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics program since 2021 in cooperation with the state's 26 community mental health centers. And the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services applied for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Cooperative Agreements for Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics Planning Grant in December of 2022. Funding for this opportunity was made available through the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which builds upon the $300 million awarded in September of 2022 for new and existing Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics to expand access. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly met with the Governor's Military Council and hosted a ceremony proclaiming Wednesday to be Armed Forces Appreciation Day and Vietnam War Veterans Day. Military Council members hail from across the state and discuss how to improve the quality of life for military members, veterans, and their families. Governor Kelly said that as the daughter of a career Army officer, she cherishes this ceremony because each year it gives her a chance to formally recognize the sacrifices our service members and their families make daily. Governor Kelly also honored Nobel Lathrum of Perry, Kansas, and Philip Preston of Olathe, Kansas, with the Kansas Vietnam Veteran Medallion. Lathrum served as a sergeant combat engineer in the U.S. Army in Vietnam from April of 1969 to April of 1970, and Preston was a sergeant security force Cobra team in the U.S. Army in Vietnam from March 1966 to December of 1969. Governor Kelly said Kansans have a long tradition of military service and of supporting the military, and it's her honor to recognize the patriotism of Nobel, Philip, and all Kansas Vietnam veterans. In Nebraska news, legislative bills 106 and 107 are scheduled for a hearing today, Thursday, March 23rd, at the state capitol, and they could help protect the most vulnerable Nebraskans from online predators and scammers. They were both introduced by Senator Mike McDonnell. LB 106 would create a new criminal offense in Nebraska called digital grooming of a vulnerable adult. Anyone 19 years of age and older could be charged with the new offense if they knowingly use an electronic device or social media to commit a misdemeanor or felony against a vulnerable adult. And LB 107 is aimed at keeping children safe, as adults could be charged with another proposed digital grooming offense if they go after kids 16 and under online. That includes virtual communication intended to engage a child in sexual contact, as well as receiving visuals of them for sexual gratification or extortion. This hearing will get underway at 1:30 p.m. in room 1113. Police have identified the two men who were found dead at a South Lincoln home last Friday. Lincoln police identified the men as 30-year-old Marcelo Morales Olvera and 31-year-old Andres Merced Morales. At around noon on Friday, first responders were sent to a home near 7th Street and Old Cheney Road after a 35-year-old man found two of his roommates unresponsive in the garage. When the officers arrived, they found Olvera and Morales dead in the garage, and the cause of their death is still unknown. Police reported that on Friday, four other residents of the home were taken to a hospital for suspected carbon monoxide poisoning. An investigation is ongoing. Thanks to the American Red Cross, a Rural Stratton family is living in a McCook motel after losing their Rural Stratton home in a Sunday night fire. Amber Van Dinter said her family of five was able to evacuate the home near the Kansas border after an electrical fire broke out in the basement at about 5 p.m. on Sunday. Her husband, Eugene Van Dinter, has been retired from the trucking business for a year, and they have three daughters, Brianna, who is seven, Alita, three, and Cassidy, two, and they'll have a son in May. The house, which was uninsured, was fully engulfed before firefighters could arrive, and a GoFundMe page has been set up to help the family recover from the total loss. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
If you suffer from allergies, you should brace yourself because this season is going to be a tough one. KU's Associate Professor of Medicine, Tiffany Schwashinger-Schmidt, said that unfortunately there wasn't a good winter freeze, which is what's able to kind of quell down a little bit of that pollen in the grasses that produce a lot of the allergies. She said there are a lot of pollens out there, but ragweed is the most common locally, though you need to be aware of other allergens affecting you unknowingly, such as pet dander in the grass. Watery and itchy eyes, pressure in the sinuses, runny nose, itchy ears, and a scratchy throat from drainage are just some of the symptoms Schwashinger-Schmidt mentions that differ from a virus, and she added that over-the-counter medications like Claritin, Zyrtec, and Allegra are recommended, but showering regularly to get the allergens off of you is an additional step that you can take. If these medications don't work, Schwashinger-Schmidt recommends contacting your physician for a prescription and possibly allergy testing. And she suggests checking the website for the Mayo Clinic as a resource for more information on what to expect and how to treat yourself during allergy season. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued fish consumption advisories for 2023, and the advisories identify types of fish or other aquatic animals that should be eaten in limited quantities or, in some cases, avoided altogether because of contamination. General advice and internet resources are provided to aid the public in making informed decisions regarding the benefits and the risks associated with eating locally caught fish from Kansas waters. Getting outside to catch fish and eating fish has many health benefits. However, all fish contain some amount of mercury, so anyone who routinely eats fish or serves fish to their children should carefully consider the types of fish and amounts they eat, including store-bought fish. Too much dietary mercury can harm the development of fetuses, nursing babies, and growing children. Therefore, mercury-sensitive individuals, women who are pregnant, nursing, or may become pregnant, and children younger than 17 years of age should follow guidelines for eating fish caught in Kansas. That includes to only eat small portions of a fillet about the size of your palm, eat types of fish with less mercury. If you don't know the type or size of fish that you're eating, wait at least a week before eating fish again. And when fishing, keep fish shorter than your forearm, from your fingertips to your elbow, or less than 20 inches as regulations allow. For specific questions or concerns about mercury in Kansas fish, you can contact the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And for information about mercury in fish caught in other states, in store-bought fish, and in other types of seafood, you can visit the U.S. EPA and U.S. FDA websites or ksoutdoors.com. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, March 20th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission on the Norton County landfill water sampling. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment Bureau of Waste Management has received the confirmation sample report for the Norton County landfill, and the report was prepared by GeoCorps Incorporated of Salina, Kansas. Sampling was conducted to meet the requirement of KAR 2829103. Based upon recurring detection of cadmium exceeding the MCL, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment Bureau of Waste Management considers the hydrosleeve sampling method to be inappropriate for the landfill. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment Bureau of Waste Management is requiring Norton County to prepare an addendum to the sampling analysis plan, changing the sampling method to a low flow method within 30 days, which is April 12th of 2023. Ted also reported that the spring cleanup will be held on April 24th, 25th, and 26th, and said that he will place an ad in the local paper. Finally, Ted reported that beginning April 15th, the solid waste site will be opened on Saturday mornings. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department delivered the weekly report, and Rob gave the commission dates that John Deere will be present to give a demonstration and the dates for the delivery of the bid. Gerald DeBoer with Pinco Engineering was present to explain the local road safety plan. The county applied for and the secretary has authorized a federal aid project. Federal funding will be paid 90% of the cost of the study, and the county will have a local match of 10%. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the agreement, number 293-22, for Project 106C-4790-06, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the March 6, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. And the meeting was then adjourned until March 31st. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having macaroni and cheese, Little Smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheeseburger pocket, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. You're scheduled today for Norton Community Schools at 3 p.m. forensics at Smith Center, and at 7 p.m. the Norton Junior High School Cheer and Stucco School Dance. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 50 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 3 a.m., and increasing clouds with a low around 31 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a chance of rain and snow before 7 a.m., then a chance of snow between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., and then a chance of rain after 9 a.m. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 48 with an east wind around 5 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40% with little or no snow accumulation expected. And on Friday night, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly before 1 a.m., and it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 30. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a 40% chance of rain after 1 p.m., should be partly sunny with a high near 51. On Sunday, there's a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain showers, and it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 46. On Monday, a 20% chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 48. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 54. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 65. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is northeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.05. The dew point is 23 degrees. And the current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas Jayhawks season came to an end of the round of 32 as they fell to the Arkansas Razorbacks 72-71, and now the offseason looms ahead of the Jayhawks and head coach Bill Self, which means there'll be some transformation for this KU team. And Michael Swain of Fog.net joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed the KU bench, and he feels that that will be the area most addressed through the transfer portal and other options this offseason.
And I think you'll see KU add some guys that are starter quality, and then I think as a result, you'll probably see someone like Ernest Duday take a big step forward. And maybe he doesn't start next year. All of a sudden, you have Ernest Duday on your bench who you feel pretty good about. Or maybe one of your guards takes a big step forward this offseason. Maybe someone like Elmarco Jackson comes in and is able to offer that to you. So I look at the bench and I say that's kind of the biggest thing. You just look at what Arkansas was bringing off the bench and what Texas even was bringing off the bench. And it pales in comparison to what Kansas had. So I just think that that's probably the biggest area.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with the new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start with your weather forecast.
We have an area of low pressure in the central part of the state that is slowly moving south. A frontal boundary also pushing across Kansas from north to south, and that is bringing in some cooler air today. We'll have an increased chance of showers and a few thunderstorms later today in southeastern Kansas. A few of the storms could be strong tonight and overnight. Then cooler, wet weather expected through much of Friday. Dry weather building in for parts of Saturday. Then rain chances return for us, it looks like, on Sunday, with a warming trend by the middle of next week. Clearing today in northwestern Kansas with a high in the mid-50s. Rain tonight, to our low in the low 30s. In north central Kansas, cloudy and cool with a high in the low 50s. In northeastern Kansas, cloudy, continued cool, or high between 50 and 55. In southwestern Kansas, fog this morning, cooler and breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. For south central Kansas, areas of cloud cover today, breezy with a high near 60. And in southeastern Kansas, an increased chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon or high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. After 2 days of sharp losses for the grains complex, a bit of green in the overnight. We'll see if it holds after Wednesday's skittish response to the Federal Reserve raising interest rates by 25 basis points. May corn up 2 3/4 at 636 and a quarter. July 1 1/4 higher, 613. December unchanged, 554 1/2. Soybeans for May down a half penny at 1448. November up 3/4 of a penny, 1273 1/4. Kansas City wheat May up 7 818 1/4. July at 806 a bushel, up 6 3/4. Chicago wheat May at 668 up 4 1/2. July at 679 up 4 1/4. Major indices, including the Dow futures, are higher. Dollar index down 4 cents. Crude oil down 73 cents a barrel. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love